I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I love mushrooms. Went hunting for mushrooms in France once, among the best times I've ever had. But seriously, how much would you pay for an edible fungus? Well, in Italy recently, well-heeled connoisseurs shelled out big bucks for some of the world's most sought-after spores. Angelica Marin reports from Alba, Italy.
Hong Kong via Skype.
90,000, thank you. 90,000.
Someone there just bid a jaw-dropping $120,000 for a lumpy, smelly fungus, which looks like an ugly potato and makes Michelin star chefs salivate. It is a rare white truffle.
Technically, it's an underground mushroom, but for everybody, it's a smell, a unique, fantastic smell. In the white truffle, you can have 120, 140 different smells.
Mauro Carbone is the director of Italy's National White Truffle Research Center and the official nose of the International White Truffle Auction in Alba, Italy. Carbone decides that truffle number 4 smells of garlic, onion, and honey. Gazing at the white truffles on silver platters, in person and virtually, are the rich and uber-rich from Italy and across the globe.
3, 2, 1,
in the end, bidders paid $360,000 for 12 truffles. To Carbone, that's perfectly logical.
The white truffle is so expensive because it's very difficult to find. You can't cultivate it. You can find only what nature wants to produce.
White truffles are so sought after, in part because they only come out once a year, during the months of October and November. And master chef Marco Fornetti says, do believe the hype about the funky mushroom.
I think truffles are a sort of magic that is then transformed on your plate. Because truffles don't have strong flavors. What they do have are bold aromas that we intensify with certain ingredients that we use. But it's almost like an intellectual pleasure, rather than a physical one. It's truly magical.
Magical and elusive. If you want one, you need to hunt for it.
Hell.
So I went out in the woods with a brawny hunter named Walter Tedesco and his secret weapon, a perky mixed-breed canine called Leo. Leo scouts a bed of leaves under a poplar tree. Nature has chosen the northern Italian Piedmont region and its damp and foggy forests as the perfect climate for truffles. And Walter says competition to find them is fierce.
It's really competitive when it comes to truffle hunting, not just because of how much they're worth, but because you want to find the right one, the most prestigious one, so you go out at night without a flashlight, without making a sound, so your competitors can't hear you.
So much that not even Leo is allowed to bark. Within minutes, Leo claws frantically at the damp earth. He has sniffed out a truffle the size of a mandarin, a few inches underground. Too small for the international truffle auction, but still worth $100 in the local market. Walter could well sell it, but this time, he says, he'd rather bring it home and eat it thinly shaved over a poached egg or his wife's fresh pasta. For The World, this is Angelica Marin, Alba.
Ever wondered what a $100,000 truffle looks like? Well, you can see pictures of one and of Leo, the truffle hunting dog, at PRI.org.